Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association, along with Black Wall Street, Network Marketing, and Business Identification. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host. Brother Aziz? Brother Aziz?
This cut off on us. This cut off on us.
I didn't even bring my telephone down here.
This cut off on us.
Let me go get myself.
There's no other phone down here.
Let me open up some. Okay, Brother Aziz, can you? Okay, Brother Aziz, go ahead and take it over for a few moments, if you would. Brother Aziz, can you hear me? Hello? Can anyone out there hear me? Well, this here thing is...
I can hear you.
Karina, bring me that phone. Okay, again, this is the New Africa Business Association, Bilal Bynum, along with Black Wall Street USA. Welcome to tonight's show, and I am going to ask if we have certain members on the phone and see if we all are making connections. First is Dr. Stone, Black Wall Street.
Yes, sir. Good evening. I'm here.
Okay, I can hear you loud and clear, Doc. Also, do we have Shalor, Attorney Williams? Is Attorney Williams with us? Okay. What about Miss Baker? Ms. Baker, are you with us? All right. One more person I need to know if they're with us, and that would be Dr. Parker. Dr. Parker, are you with us? Okay, but brothers and sisters, we got our phones is lighting up. A lot of folks are coming on. Dr. Stone, I'm going to let you open up with the greetings, and I'll come from Black Street, and this is the director. National Director of Black Wall Street. Dr. Stone, if you please.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. Brother Bynum, there's a bit of an echo when I talk.
Yes,
that's
I'm hearing you.
Coming in behind me. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but it's like a sounding effect when I speak. It's echoing. Can anyone hear me?
Yes.
Anyone? I have the mics open, so everybody, anyone who want to speak can speak. The mics are open.
Okay.
So go right ahead, Dr. Stone. I think everybody's hearing you loud and clear.
Okay. Top of the evening, everyone. I'd like to take us, first of all, to the throne of grace and shortly give reverence and honor to the Lord God Almighty for our safety, praying and speaking over our families and our loved ones and just coming into his presence, reverencing him for our safety. We're just praying for the nations on today concerning this infirmity that has hit the land that's affecting a great deal of families. So I bring you greetings from Black Wall Street, USA, National Women's Council. We're just honored and privileged to be attached, joined to Brother Bynum and the African American Association at this time. We're just grateful to be a part of this move and this hour.
Okay.
So I'm going to yield the floor and allow someone else to speak.
Okay, thanks so much, Dr. Stone. Right now, we're going to take a moment. I want everybody to introduce themselves that we have on. First of all, let me see if I have all of my Attorney Williams, are you with us?
I'm online.
said, I mean, can you hear me? I've been trying to tell you I was on.
Yes,
hello?
Yes, I had you on. I'm sorry. Go right ahead, Attorney
okay.
Williams. If you would. Attorney Williams is our Vice President of New Africa
really?
Business Association. So, Attorney Williams, if you would.
Good evening, everybody, and I'm glad to be a part of this project. And I want everybody to be safe, and it's also an important time to think about your loved ones and how you can protect your loved ones and how you can plan for your loved one's future if anything happens to you. I am located in Maryland, and I will honor anybody's questions about getting their estate documents together for Washington, D.C. in the Maryland area. And in general, we should be talking about this because this virus attack is all over this United States. If you don't know right now that you should start to plan for yourself and for your family in the long run, this war that we're in should open up everybody's eyes.
Thanks so much, Ms. Williams, and we're going to definitely come back with that. Of course, I'm hoping that you will give a program on that next week, because we will have guests. You will be the guest speaker, and we will have a guest speaker. And of course, we're looking for you and Ms. Baker to share a lot of information that the public needs to know right now. And speaking of Ms. Baker, she is our CFP, our attorney. I'm not our attorney, our accountant. Ms. Baker, are you with us? Ms. Baker? Gina Baker? Okay, I don't see. Well, Ms. Baker probably will come on with us as soon as she can. First, let me just bring you up to date on Black Wall Street, just share some information on where we are right now. Black Wall Street, along with New Africa Business Association, we have our desire intentions to bring a merge together, because we want to control our economical powers throughout these United States, and we realize that African Americans consist, I mean, the good peoples of African Americans, I'm saying those that believe in God, you're going to find those to be Muslims and Christians. And in our communities, Muslims and Christians are no more than family members. Everyone in our family, you're going to find that there's a Muslim or a Christian, married, a relationship. So, again, Muslims and Christians in our community is nothing but family. And realizing that, and then realizing the economical powers that all African Americans are spending on the outside of our communities. Of course, we see what's going on right now economically in this country. And unfortunately, we can also see just how few businesses African Americans are, how we're not that much of a participant, look like, when it comes to businesses, because you see businesses all over the country saying that we're servicing this, or we're closing our doors, but we're doing self-service this, we're doing self-service that. But at the same time, I can't think of the first African American business call now and say, look, can you deliver such goods services to me? Because again, I can't come to you, but I need you to come to me. And that's where many, many businesses are going to right now, as to where they're saying we're going to be doing door-to-door services. So again, African Americans, I'm going to be honest with you. Yes, we are going through a terrible time as far as this virus. But at the same time, this virus has caused economical situations in this country to be, and this is, I'm going to just say it. It caused the economical conditions in this country to be in our favor. Why? Because of the low prices. Now we can get into businesses. I know it's not the best time in the world to say I'm going to open up a business when all these businesses are closing down. But remember, when this thing is all over, it's still going to be as to where. I mean, just think about it. The interest rate right now, the Fed's interest rate right now is at zero. Zero, which means that a business person or just about anyone can now buy at the lowest interest rates we've ever had before in this country. So the opportunities now as far as cost is a great opportunity for us because the cost is low. And we can now buy very valuable things that we may not have been able to afford to buy before these, and it will go back being high again. But I'm saying while these prices are low, while these markets are low, it's a good time to continue to network market and identify businesses in our communities. So, again, that's what the new Africa Business Association, along with Black Wall Street Business Association, that's what we're all about. We only have two missions. The first one is to identify businesses in our community so we can shop with those businesses. And the other one is to, once we identify those businesses, now we can do business, those businesses that we have identified with, and we can also create new businesses together. So, again, that's what our mission is, to identify businesses in our communities. And once we can identify those businesses, we want to be able to inform our community where you can go and shop with these businesses. I am not going to, again, this is an open mic night. This is the night where we all are introducing ourselves.
That's right.
But I just wanted to share that. And yes, Ms. Williams, go right ahead.
Hello, Brother Bynum.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want the public to know, and the listeners to know, that the one of the most important things is that Senate and the Congress is going to pass a bill. The president is going to sign that bill. That bill says it's going to give individuals who make under $99,000 a year $1,200. Now, the only way I think they can do that is if people have filed their taxes last year or have filed their taxes early this year. Then they know who to send the money to. And if you're married, they give you, I think, $24,000. There should be an automatic check in 3 weeks. But the most important part of that bill is for small businesses. And Black businesses that are small businesses or nonprofit entities, you have to know what's in this bill and know where to apply for funds for your business. And some of those funds will start as a loan, but the Congress says you will not have to pay it back. It becomes a grant. Now, if we lose out on this opportunity, well, I guess we'll just be behind the back. We'll be in the caboose of a train again.
Brother Bynum, this is Director Stone. Was that Ms. Williams that was speaking?
Yes, ma'am. That was Ms. Williams. And by the way, Ms. Williams, I told you I was going to introduce you directly to the Dr. Stone, so the two of you can go ahead and greet each other and share in whatever greetings you want at this time.
Yes. I desperately need to get your number. I've had several phone calls concerning what you just addressed today, and I know they're not on the line. So if you could please give me your number.
Yes, you can reach me at the following number, 301-341-5577. Let me repeat, 301-341-5577.
Thank you much.
Okay, and brothers, like I said, it's open mic night. We want to get everybody's opinion. I'm going to start and see if we can get some introductions in. I will go by the area codes. straight up. The first area code is 434. Where are you calling from? 434 area code. 434 area code. Good evening. Hello? We got several 434 area codes on here, so I know it's quite a few of you. Anyone who's from that area code, 434, welcome to the show. Okay, well, we'll come back to the 434. Now we'll go with 936, area code 936. Good evening, and where are you calling from?
This is Dorinda Stone, and I'm calling from Point Blank, Texas.
Okay, Dr. Stone, thanks so much. We're going to be coming right back to you very shortly. I know we have 302, Delaware. I think I'm going to be dealing with Sister Klein. Are you with us? Sister Klein from Delaware, are you with us?
I'm sorry, I had it on mute so that I wouldn't have noise in the room. Bernice Swan, how are you this evening?
Evening. Very good, Ms. Swan, and I also want you to meet Dr. Stone. She is the national director of Black Wall Street, and you are going to be another person I'm sure she's going to be interested in knowing also. So any comments or you like to make at this time, I'll give you a couple minutes to introduce yourself. And of course, Ms. Swan is a part of a New Africa Business Association. She's a part of our staff. Ms. Swan, if you would.
At this time, I'm getting many notes based on what I'm hearing from everyone. And, of course, you and I and Shalor, Dr. Baker, Dr. Parker, Dr. Stone, we will all be in a consortium after this to put all of the ideas together. But right now, my job is to take as many notes as I can, and then we'll go forward with it.
Thanks so much, Ms. Swan. Do we have anybody from Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, or any parts of Oklahoma? Are you with us? Oklahoma, are you with us? Okay, we guess they will come back with us. But now, well, then what I am going to do now, anyone who hasn't spoken, would you please speak and give us your name and where you're calling from? We'll take you in terms. The first person can start speaking now.
This is Reginald Parker.
Dr. Parker,
how you doing,
good
sir?
I think I was asking for you earlier, but I'm glad to hear from you. Dr. Parker, go ahead and introduce yourself. Take a few moments, you've got a lot of very important information you'll be sharing with us when you take the station, because you will be having your own show and presentation. But in the meantime, go ahead and introduce yourself, Dr. Parker, and let us all know who you are and what you are doing at the present time.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Reginald Parker, President and CEO of Optimal Solar, as well as the founder for an organization called 510 Nano. 510 Nano is best known for developing 26 solar farms, utility and commercial scale across the country, including the first African-American utility scale solar farm. Located in North Carolina, just south of the Virginia border. It's about 5.5 football fields in scale. And, we're very proud to have built that over 6 years ago. Even during hurricanes and those seasons, it's provided power to the people in that area. With that experience and my background in engineering, we've developed the highest efficient and the smartest utility and commercial scale solar products, and we're deploying them into the hospitality industry. Right now we have a contract to do over 1,000 systems with hotels across the U.S., very much needed in this COVID-19 era. Hotels are being hit hard. Their revenues are down, so they need to bring their costs down. And so our systems help to reduce the cost of electricity by 70%. So in doing all of this over the last year, I spent time developing networks and ecosystems throughout the startup world, especially with black and brown founders from L.A. to Atlanta, where I am based out of, up to Durham and throughout the country, including Cincinnati, New York, et cetera. And right now I have a dossier of about 200 people that I can put my fingers on that do products across the board that I would like to bring into the consortium as we need. So I'm a serial entrepreneur, and I'm happy to be in alliance with each and every one of you, and I'm thankful that Brother Bilal Bynum brought me to this forum.
Thanks so much, Dr. Parker. And like I said, you will be, they will be hearing much, much more about you and what you're doing. I remember the last time we spoke to you, and I think I got so excited because I know you're getting ready to bring light to Africa. And I owe information that you are going to bring to me. You know, the last time I talked to Dr. Parker, like I said, they're doing a lot of work over in Africa and places like that, but I never thought about the fact he said that Africa, most Africans can only work during daylight hours. At nighttime,
so, there's 600 million Africans without power.
Go right ahead, Dr.
Without any power. And that's just a little under half of them, and they're in sub-Saharan Africa. And our goal is to end energy poverty. We call that energy poverty. And so we're building up our war chest with all of the projects we're doing in the U.S. so that we can go over there and not only provide power but provide it at rates that we can't buy it over here, because we need those areas to have economic development. You can't have a manufacturing facility that gives good jobs if you don't have power.
That's a novel. So, Dr. Parker, like I said, we're looking forward to your being with us and keeping us informed and also giving us a chance to maybe grow with many of the brothers and sisters. This is just an example of what you can expect when you become a member of New Africa Business Association Black Wall Street, a network marketing and business identification. You see, when we say business identification, this is what we don't know anything about. We don't know each other. And we know we have talents. Anything that anyone in America is doing, believe me, African Americans is doing it. Again, there is nothing, no business out here that we ourselves shouldn't be competing in, because again, our talents go, our talents is just as great, or just as big as any other talents here in this country. Africa, and this is what you can expect, and this is why I say, come on. Identification, this is how we can function these things. And that's what the New Africa Business Association, along with Black Wall Street, and I can tell you, it's what we're going to look like a year from now, because this ain't, remember, we have been now communicating with each other for 3 weeks. 3 weeks, and at this point, I know we have at least 10 participating with us now. On a regular basis, so we're getting to know each other, and we're going to bring the talents out of our communities, and we're going to be able to do business in our communities. Again, I'm not take a lecture here myself. I am merely throwing things out there like I asked you to do. I need information. I need the feedback from you. Any business owners out there, this is a wonderful time to identify yourself, but we're going to keep on identifying you. So, again, the mics are open. Please do not be – there's no reason to be a bashful on this program, because you're around your brothers and sisters. So, again, I am going to go back to – I got all the mics open. I don't have no one on mute. So I thank everybody for being it's nice and quiet where we can all hear each other. But I'm saying in terms, I think we can all introduce ourselves and I'll take a couple minutes to make your statements, if you would. So, again, I am going to go back. The mics are open. Anyone who wishes to start out, are welcome.
Hello.
Go right ahead, please.
Bernice Swan again. I'm listening to some of the things said. Can you hear me okay?
Well, Brother Biden, I want to also tell people. Yeah, this is Shalor Williams. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go right ahead, Ms. Wynn. Go right ahead, Ms. Swan.
Okay. I wanted to say, based on some of the things I've heard, and they're all excellent. However, if we become our own committee of people working together, Dr.
Swan,
Stone, Shalor, Dr. Baker, Dr. Parker, and myself, can we eventually come to an agreement on what we will concentrate on one at a time? Not saying all of these things are important, but I see us sooner or later having to set goals when we come on blog radio to just concentrate on one item at a time so people will know the direction we're taking. I can see us now taking a direction, but if we talk about too many things that we need to do, a direction has not been specified. That's where my head is so far. I'm still taking notes, but that's where my head is going so far.
And thanks so much for the comments. Yes, of course, you're absolutely right. The last thing we would really want to do is just come on here and bring on every type of agenda that you could possibly think of. You know, like I said, this is our third week. Last week, we didn't really have a chance to even have a program because at the station, we had problems. So for the last week or two, we've just been mainly trying to get to know each other, saying hello and what have you. But after this week, yes, we will be going into our business, and we will have specialists to come on the radio, such as Dr. Parker and millions of other talents that you haven't heard of. So many business, and I say that because I've been dealing with these business folks now ever since 1995. I done traveled almost at many, many parts of the country. So, again, I have met these wonderful entrepreneurs. And now we have the and this is entrepreneurs, like I said, that is a part of the New Africa Business Association. Now we have Black Wall Street, which means we have our Christian brothers. So, again, introduction tonight is no more than an introduction. Yes, after tonight we will be getting into specific programs, and like I said, I can tell you the first one is going to be next week. Miss Wim Baker is going to start off with the states and telling us a lot about this, what's going on with our economy as we speak. Yes, we do have bringing you very informative programs, very educational programs. But again, tonight we are more or less introducing Black Wall Street and a New Africa Business Association. Just really saying hi to each other. And again, after our general introductions, we will get into the meat and the potatoes. But it won't be. It wasn't intended to be tonight. Tonight again, intended to be an introduction, and but after this week, yes, we will be getting into some of our. As a matter of fact, yes, we have a lot of meetings to have because, as you know, during the month Ramadan is getting ready to come up. Ramadan is going to be coming up the 23rd of April. I do not talk about business at that time. I am praying and reading the Holy Quran, one third of it every day. In 30 days, I would have read the entire book, all Muslims will. But during the holy month of Ramadan, I am looking for Black Wall Street and many of my associates that are Christians that are with our New Africa Business Association. You guys are going to be putting together the agenda. So, yeah,
all right.
Get your telephone. Because you guys are going to be, for the next 30 days, you guys will actually be running this station. So we got about 3 weeks
okay.
to put our plans together. I got about 3 weeks to put our plans together so I can turn this thing over to Black Wall Street and New Africa Business Association. Especially those that are Christians with the New Africa Business Association. And then of those who are all Muslims are not going to stop talking about business. It was a choice that I made. Brother Aziz, I didn't know what your intentions were. I don't want to speak for you. Brother Aziz, so again, as far as the programs are concerned, yes, next week we know the program is going to be, we're going to have the attorneys and the lawyers and myself, and we're going to be doing an estate planning. But I am an estate planning program. And, of course, Dr. Stone, she's going to have her program. She's got not only a Black Wall Street, but she has the Black Women's Association. And then, of course, Dr. Parker is going to go. So, yes, you're going to have some very informative business folks coming on the show. But like I said, tonight is an open mic night, open mic, and we're just asking you to introduce yourself. Let us know what state you're coming from. We're really looking for, at this time, our participants. And I can see we're doing a real good job on our participants. So, again, anyone who wishes to make any comments, or let me just say this. For those who wish to continue to participate, most of you know how to get in touch with the New Africa Business Association, Black Wall Street Radio Station. But those of you who don't, and please I ask you to spread the word, the call-in number is 657-383-1372. Internet, that would be blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC/URL. I will repeat the internet participation. That would be blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC/URL. And, of course, if you want to send us an email, that is the New Africa Business Association. That's the New Africa, and that's New Africa BA. That BA stands for Business Association. So New Africa BA at gmail.com. And and you can always go to our website, newafricabusinessassociation.com. Dr. Stone, would you please give the information as to how to get in touch with information on Black Wall Street?
Yes, sir. You would go to blackwallstreet.usa, blackwallstreet.org, /BWS USA NWC, and at the very top, it has a tab where you can log in if interested and become a member of Black Wall Street USA.
Thanks so much, Dr. Stone. Again, any comments, anyone wish to make at this time, the mics are open. Like I said, it's a night of just general conversation.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Bilal, Brother Biden Bilal. This is Hamza Abdul Hamid.
Oh, Brother Hamza, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, my brother. How are you?
Long time no hear, Brother Aziz. Are you with us? Okay, Brother Aziz, I can't hear, but Brother Hamza, right here. It's good to hear from you.
Well, congratulations on your program. and congratulations on the joint venture with Black Wall Street. I think it's a very timely merge. The two business entities that address black economics and or prosperity. I didn't get the full address of Black Wall Street.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
It's Black Wall Street, USA, .org, /BWS, USA, NWC.
NWC?
Yes, sir. And at the very top of that page, it'll have a login where you can join Black Wall Street.
And brothers and sisters, again, the mics are open in general, but let me just say this about memberships. And you can see right now, we're going to present our values. I mean, every week we come on here, we're going to present. But at the same time, I shouldn't have to convince you that the New Africa Business Association and Black Wall Street, when, like I said, Dr. Stone just gave you the information as to where you can go online. And there is no way you have an organization worldwide like Black Wall Street and then have an organization like New Africa Business Association, again, worldwide. And, of course, New Africa Business Association and Black Wall Street is a very old organization. Speaking of the New Africa Business Association, we know we go all the way back to our original leader, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And it was through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and all of those that worked with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that started during the time of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we had more African-American businesses throughout the United States than any other time in our history. During those times, the times of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, of course, Malcolm and Muhammad Ali, but we all know that history. So that's what brought us together nationally, and of course Black Wall Street. We know their history, very old histories. Brothers and sisters, we want 1 million members. Putting that out there right now, Dr. Sona, is that correct?
That's correct.
We want 1 million members, and again, the reason we want 1 million members is because once we get to 1 million members, we are in control.
Yes.
Did you hear what I'm saying? Once we get to 1 million, we are in control. In control of what? When we start talking about building up our community, our banks, and our insurance, whatever we want to do, 1 million members, and that's what between a New Africa Business Association and Black Wall Street, we're going to set that goal, and we're hoping to set that goal within a year's time. So, brothers and sisters, go online. And, of course, we're going to always be emphasizing the membership because we need your memberships in order to do what these two movements are trying to do. And what is that? Turn around $1.3 trillion in consumer spending. Huh? $1.3 trillion. Anybody want to make a comment on that?
Is that a quote for, is that a reference to the spending of the African-American community?
The African-American community. Is that
I'm
going to
make a comment.
African Americans, when you put combine us together and going into stores where we don't own the business, we're spending $1.3 trillion. and we're 95% consumers. So which means that we don't have the businesses. That is, if that ain't reasons enough to say that I am going to stop watching everybody else get rich, and I am going to join my communities like other communities. How do you think these businesses started? Do you think one person started all these businesses that you go out there and spend your money to, especially the Orientals and all these other folks that's coming into our country? You thinking they're coming over here saying, I am coming here singular, I'm all by myself? No, they're coming here organized. Organized, coming here already. With look at the report I just got out, and I got that report from several different states. They tell me that this alcohol thing, alcohol, they tell me, what is that, Walmart's had a shipment to come in this morning, and a half an hour after the trucks unloaded everything, the alcohol was gone. And where is it going? They tell me that Orientals and them is buying it up in bulk and then reselling it back to us at a much, much higher price. Brothers and sisters, this is, what do I have to say? What do I have to say to make us say it's time for us to become prosper rather than giving it to somebody else? And then folks come over and take the advantage. Here we have a crisis. But rather than being a patriot to our cause, they're going to buy up everything and then sell it back to you 4 or 5 times higher. Any comments? I'm telling you, the mics are open.
Brother Bellal, usually the immigrants, no specific culture, but immigrants in general, when they hit the shores of North America, in terms of where to start a business, is always in the hood with the African American. You will find every ethnic with a business somewhere in the neighborhood of African Americans. And as you said, I see the joint venture of New Africa, a business association, and Black Wall Street as a continuance of, as you said, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad initiatives. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad proved that it could be done, black prosperity by being united, and the Nation of Islam at that time had its own airplane importing products from Peru and had many farms on which we produced our own produce, etc. So I see this as a kind of a renaissance with the joint venture of New Africa and Black Wall Street. And this time, God willing, Black Wall Street will survive and prosper.
Hey,
one of you, go right ahead. Sorry. Like I said, the mic's open. Next person, speak right up.
I want to share with you from our notes. And this was back in 2017, February 1, 2017. $5.5 billion is spent by African Americans on the females' hair products alone, $5.5 billion. Also, our notes on March 14, 2018, the money spent are as follows. 30 to 40 times is the return by the Jewish people on their money spent. They get back 30 to 40 times what they spend. The Caucasians' returns are 18 to 20 times what they spend back into their community. The Asians are getting 4 to 5 times a return on the monies they spend. The Latinas are getting 2 times as much on the monies they have spent. African Americans were the largest spenders in those groups and got 0% on return.
Thank you.
Wow. So one of the things that you see other communities doing, and I don't care what the community is, if I farm, you know, somebody buys my goods in that community. So if I'm a grocery store, I buy their stuff, but I sell it to the furniture guy, and the furniture guy sells it to the real estate guy who sells it. So there's a lot that dollar stays in that community, and the profits stay in that community. But what happens with us, as soon as the dollar comes into our community, we go to somebody else to buy it because we don't trust us. And so the dollars don't stay in the community, and therefore our community can't be built otherwise. If we know, we hear that the dollar comes into our community in a few seconds it goes. And in fact, Asians keep a dollar in the community 120 times longer than African Americans. We have to learn how to buy from us, and as you said, business identity. We have to know who we are. We not only are equal, we're better in most cases because we're taught that we have to be twice as good. So we are usually better than the alternative. So if we need a lawyer, if we need an accountant, if we need a solar guy, if we need somebody to help us write grants, there's all of those people are in our community, but for some reason we look past them to feel comfort in others' community, and that is the result of colonialism, and we need to get out of that.
Well, I think what we need to do in order to keep the dollar circulating in our community is be providers of what we need. Oftentimes, we have to go outside of the community to buy the things that we need.
Let me just say this.
We make and do everything in this community. I make electricity. I know another woman who makes water. I know a lot of people who have restaurants, grocery stores, accountants, doctors, lawyers, engineers. We make everything. We just need to know where to find it, and that's what this group is providing.
Go right ahead, Ms. Williams. Shalor, go right ahead. Ms. Williams, go right ahead.
Okay, again, this is – thank you. I'm not – all right. I don't plan to knock any other – I have a delay. Wait a minute.
Okay, take your time.
Okay, I'm not going to knock any other group. This is what I'm going to say. If, in fact, we don't promote ourselves in a positive way, we're not going to have a client. I'm not going to have a client. I'm not going to have any business. So if we can't promote ourselves, we won't get the business. For instance, when this bill gets passed, how many of us are going to apply for that money? Some of that money is free. We don't look for grants. We don't apply for grants as we should. We don't promote black businesses as we should. We can't promote black businesses knocking a Jewish business or knocking a Chinese business. We have to be positive. We're Christians and we're Muslims. We've got to be positive about what we do. I am a happy attorney. I love my work. I believe in what I do is good, and I work hard for my clients. I don't need to knock another business to do it. I just have to promote my business.
Ms. Williams, I thank so much, and I thank everybody. Got about five more minutes. Again, anyone else that wish to make a comment, I'm not going to take any time up. I'm not going to comment one way or the other. I want to hear from everybody else. So any comments? We got about six more minutes. You're on the air. We're happy to hear from you. Go right ahead. Anyone who wish to make a comment at this point.
I would like to say that among us, who have talked so far and who are looking into this, that we each have a way to get back in touch with each other. And saying that, for anyone who's interested, my telephone number at Lifetime Associates, that's one word, is 302-836-1719. Personally, I would like to see small groups such as ourselves talk now about what we would like to do while you're on Ramadan, the holy Ramadan, and that, of course, you said was the 23rd of April to the 23rd of May. In the meantime, we can
calendar what we're going to have for additional topics. We know what next week will be on April 1st, but it would be good for us six people to decide what will be for that month of Ramadan ahead of time so we can have our information ready to give to the public when they come on board on those Wednesdays.
Thanks so much, Ms. Swan. Well, I appreciate that because, again, just to, on what Ms. Swan said, yes, once we get our programs, our episodes are going to be advertised in advance. And when I say our episodes, we're going to have six or seven episodes advertised in advance. For instance, if we're having a state planning program next week, then the following week, whoever we're having on for the next 4 to 5 weeks, we're going to have all of this advertised in the advance. There are many, many things that the New Africa Business Association and Black Wall Street have that we are going to bring our nation together. For instance, our station is going to be upgraded. I don't have enough time to go into that now, but at some point we're going to have controlling times, the Eastern Standard Time from 7 to 8. We'll be controlling the Standard Time, which would be out in Dr. Stone's area all the way to Atlanta, Georgia. That would be the Central Time. And then, of course, it'll be 7 to 8 Pacific Time. So we'll be controlling our show will be aired now 3 hours, 1 hour on each given zone time. So there are many, many programs that we have that we will be informing you of. But brothers and sisters, like I said, it looked like this hour, you can see, can just go past us real fast. So, again, I would encourage you to go online. And blackwallstreet.org, or you can go to Black Wall Street /northeast Dr. Stone Northeast region.
Yes, sir.
And that's the region where the Northeast region, and you will see where that runs from North Carolina all the way to Connecticut. And that's the region right now that we are controlling. But soon we're going to be controlling all of the regions throughout this country. I tell you, brothers and sisters, we're going to get 1 million members. Once we get that 1 million members, and just, I do want to say this. The reasons why we're not doing business together is simply because we don't know each other. It has nothing to do with nothing else. There is no such thing as we don't want to do business with each other. We just don't know each other. And that's what we are going to do by network marketing and identifying our businesses throughout this country. We're going to get to know each other. We have 90 seconds, so any comments? I am going to give everybody the greetings right now. I'll see you all next week. Dr. Stone, you had anything you want to say before we go?
Now, are we still going to have the meeting in North Carolina? Is that on or has it been canceled?
It's been postponed until we know when this virus thing is will allow us to have it. So we will on that. Ms. Williams, any closing remarks?
This has been a wonderful show, and see you next week. And you can reach me on 301-341-5577. Shalora and Terry Williams.
Mm-hmm.